Yashkoch, good morning. Well, one final halacha as it pertains to the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, then we'll start talking about some of the laws as it pertains to Luluv and Esrog. So the interesting halacha when it comes to sitting in the sukkah, as we began discussing already, is the notion of when a person actually becomes exempt from sitting in the sukkah. And it's a critical area of halacha to be aware of, because there's really a fine line. If you are sitting in the sukkah, and you should not be sitting in the sukkah because you're technically exempt, then if you would go and sit and you'd make a bracha, then that's what we call a bracha. It's a bracha in vain, which is not an appropriate thing to do as well. So one has to be very careful sort of how to decide when you are exempt. At the end of the day, it is somewhat subjective, but if it's like a little mist outside, to not sit in the sukkah kind of seems ridiculous. But if it is, again, like a monsoon or a really heavy rain, and it's really uncomfortable to sit in the sukkah, then it's clear that one would be exempt. The halachos are sort of very expansive in this area, but that is, in a nutshell, how you would view it. So no one says, sometimes people think that extra from, if I'm sitting in the sukkah when it's pouring rain, that's not really how it works. It's that it's really based on if you would be sitting in this area, if this was in your house and there was like a leak in the ceiling. If it's a little drip, you'd probably sit in there. But if it was, again, a monsoon and the whole ceiling was broken up, you probably would not be sitting there. Moving forward now to some of the laws as it pertains to Lulav and Esrog. So one of the more interesting halachas that, again, that some people are not aware of, and we sort of just do it by rote, is that the Lulav goes in the right hand and the Esrog goes in the left hand. That's only true if you're a righty. If you are a lefty, the appropriate thing to do is to switch it, that the lulav should go in the left hand, which is your right hand, and the esrog should go in your right hand, which is your left hand. Again, if you're a righty, just do what you've always been doing. But if you're a lefty and you've been doing what the righties have been doing, it's worthwhile to think about switching. And finally, another area of halacha when people are not always aware of when it comes to lulav and esrog is that there should not be a chatzitza, there should not be a separation between your hands and the lulav and esrog. So some people who wear wedding bands and the like, so it's usually appropriate to probably think about taking them off. If you, for example, if you usually take off your wedding band before you wash Netilas Yadayim for making Hamotzi on Shabbos, so you probably should take it off also before you shake the Lulav and Esrog, because you shouldn't have any other separations between your hands. And we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish right now.